We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, the big question today is, who do we go to? Now, you know when there is some kind of slur, at least the media toward African Americans goes to Al Sharpton. Who's the source? Who's the repository? We'll see about Fredo. And I was hoping to bring you a scoop today, given Chris Cuomo and the meltdown over being called Fredo and how that's out of bounds. And CNN and others say it's not only an Italian slur, it's equivalent to the N-word. Now, that is an all-time example of white privilege. How in the world is Cuomo not being called out by people today to say, wait a minute, buddy, you can't say anything is up there with that. You can't be saying it's an equivalent of that, just being called Fredo. So I'm Googling around this morning, Dom Giordano Show, and I see here's the biography of Fredo's Pizzeria on the boardwalk. Mysteriously, maybe somebody did determine that Fredo is a slur and they took it down. Anybody ever eat at Fredo's? It was replaced by Bo's Boutique. Come on now, how can you take Fredo's out? Thank you, that's right. Fredo's, notably, when they did the best value by the slice, they won in 2016 by this website. They were just charging on the boardwalk a dollar per slice. Fredo's. I'm smart. No, you're not so smart. A dollar a slice. So out question today will be, obviously, what's your favorite? What do you, and try to choose one that's not just the catchphrase. I think we have to take off the table, make him an offer he can't refuse.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, from the Godfather series, is there one from Godfather 3? Now, I have unbelievable expertise in the first. In the third, there's just one line, I think. The third was so bad, such an abomination. That film shouldn't even be in the series. But Fredo, of course, has become a catchphrase for somebody who's dumb. Let's go through who the Fredos are out there. I'm looking at an article from The Atlantic calling Donald Trump the Fredo of presidents. George W. Bush was called the Fredo of the Bush family many, many times. Both sons, both Trump sons, I think more Don Jr. has been called Fredo than Eric Trump. He gets it more, but he gets it all the time. So Trump is Fredo, but Don Jr. is Fredo too, to the left. Yeah, it's an amazing thing.
How about Gabe Kapler is the Fredo of Philadelphia coaches?
Very nicely put. Yeah, Gabe Kapler, the positive Fredo. I'm smart. Why is this team not hitting? All right, I love that scene where Fredo finally snaps. Probably one of the top 10 moments in The Godfather, though. If you've seen it several times, you're waiting for Johnny Olwa when they're in that club with the senator in Cuba. And Fredo says, I would have never known about this. He's brought in to show them a good time. And Michael knows then, Johnny Olwa, right? He knows then, it's Fredo. That's exactly right. All right, so 855-839-1210, you get a line. Now, if Chris Cuomo, I have a little bit of Cuomo knowledge. You may remember back in the day when Cuomo was at 2020. 2020 came here because of the beef we had, the medical examiner out in Delaware County. Talked about these three girls who he alleged got high on whiteout, if you can imagine, back when that was a thing. And Cuomo followed me around. We went to this big, big meeting there. I was wired up with them with 2020, and he seemed, I didn't see too much of Cuomo. I didn't see the Cuomo of today. Now, Sean Hannity has tweeted out a defense of Cuomo. in this back and forth. And the guy did jump him. Look, he's with his wife. He's with his 9-year-old kid. And the guy comes up on him and starts then kind of backs down. But this threatening, this isn't the woke Cuomo. This is the Antifa Cuomo here. So here's a little bit of what it's like. This be cut seven. Here's Anna Navarro. Of all people, Anna Navarro. So if Fredo, in the mind of Chris Cuomo, is the N-word if you're Italian. Here's Anna Navarro dropping the N-word when talking about Trump Jr.
At the end of the day, Donald Trump Jr. and whatever he says, can I just file my nails? I mean, this is an entitled, rich, spoiled little brat whose only call to fame is being his daddy's son, who hasn't built anything of his own, who hasn't done anything of his own, who is somehow trying to hang on to the fame of his father in order to have some level of relevancy. Steve is right. He didn't even make the cut that his brother-in-law and sister did to be part of the Oval Office and the White House staff. Daddy kept Fredo back home. So who cares what Donald Trump Jr. says? Who cares what Donald Trump Jr. says?
Now, Chris Cuomo seems to be enjoying that. He seems to be thinking Fredo's not such a bad thing there. Doesn't jump. Whoa, wait a minute. Hit some kind of panic button there. So, you know, it's interesting to me. Who determines this stuff? Obviously, Fredo is a bad, probably the worst example imaginable. But in the world of CNN and Chris Cuomo, they're sticking by this. You call me Framo, I'm going to deck you because these are fighting words. This is the N-word. A jury wouldn't convict me if I hit you because it's so outrageous to be called that. Now, you know, I don't remember ever being, yeah, people have called me names of Italian over the years. I don't remember ever anything other than it's laughable for so many reasons. Are those fighting words to you? And if you are Italian, I love you. Have you ever been in a situation where what was said to you was so derogatory? Now, it's funny, we haven't seen the Sons of Italy weigh in. I remember back in the day, it was derogatory if you said you like the Sopranos. I think that's bad. Remember that? By the way, a lot of them weren't, Snooki's not Italian. Any number of them weren't, or they weren't from there. And they were an embarrassment to Italians. But you know what? Italians have made it somewhat in America, that final rung. I'll tell you where it's bad. When Sam Donaldson told Geraldine Ferraro that, no, I didn't mix things there, Dan. Jersey Shore, I get. Sopranos was the test, though. Sons of Italy said you couldn't watch the Sopranos.
Okay.
Jersey Shore.
You confused me there for a second. No, I heard Sopranos and Snooki.
No, the Jersey Shore, it's, you lose brain cells by watching that.
Yeah.
So, you know, that the idea that Sam Donaldson said, Geraldine Ferraro, of course we're going to investigate you for mob ties. That's where the stuff starts, when you get close to the presidency or whatever. It is kind of curious that no Italian-American has ever been president. At least the Kennedys crashed through. Everybody else, until President Obama, a WASP. There's something about that that still is out there a bit. But other than that, you talk about thin-skinned here. It's hard to believe. So when you call in today, hit me at the end. What's your favorite line from the Godfather series? One, two, or three? If you have one for three, that may be a bonus point. We're going to see what number one is. I think it's been voted, offer it can't refuse, is the number one catchphrase taken from it. I don't think that is.
I'm
not going to
make him an offer he can't refuse.
Yeah, I think there's another one that's better. And Michael delivers it. We'll hold that in abeyance. You may want to call in with it. All right, so that's what's going on with Chris Cuomo. Here's a little bit, and we'll just play a little bit of this, Dan. I think you know people may have heard, so I don't know if it's worthy of a minute and a half, so we'll stop it at some point. Here's Cuomo, though, and in fairness, you know, he's a public figure. He's a major public figure. But this guy coming up and filming this and starting up, if he had said something else, I might be able to defend Cuomo, but being called Fredo, that cuts too close. Maybe that cuts too close. By the way, it's hard to say he's Fredo because Andrew Cuomo is not a rocket scientist either. They're both Fredos to the father, who was the real deal, as far as advancement. These two have just the coattails of that. I don't know that Andrew Cuomo is any smarter than Chris Cuomo, to be honest.
Dom, me and my father were ironically sitting in an Olive Garden one night a couple weeks ago having an argument.
Yes.
Which one is the Fredo of the brothers?
That's a perfect point. Let's talk about that. I think Andrew Cuomo, I mean, Chris Cuomo has a certain, in some circles, I guess, ability to ingratiate. But Andrew Cuomo's got nothing, and I don't know what he's ever done. He is positioned by the father, governor of New York, and he can't run for president. That's pretty bad. He can't make it to do that.
Yeah, the only thing I give Andrew credit for is he was elected.
True.
Meanwhile, Chris pretty much just fell into his position at CNN.
Yeah. Cuomo name and all that. Pretty easy in New York to be elected, governor at least. But even he can't take it to the... He can't even run. He doesn't even decide to run. And, of course, he said America's never been that great. So that's a good question. Who did you vote? Cuomo? Which Cuomo?
Chris Cuomo.
You think he's the lesser of the Cuomo,
yes.
So to speak. Okay. Yeah, probably.
Seale,
yeah,
yes,
probably. And your dad, though, I don't know. Andrew Cuomo, there's not a lot going on there. That's a fair question. He probably wins by default because Chris Cuomo is so out there. So here's a little bit of the stylings of Cuomo. And again, I've never been in a position quite like this, but you don't snap out. I've had people yell stuff at a remote last year they did, you know, and you're tempted. You got to understand the position you're in. So he's with his wife. He's with his daughter to Hannity's point, and here's what happens.
I thought that's who you were. Honestly.
No, punk-ass from the right called me Fredo. My name is Chris Cuomo. I'm an anchor on CNN. Fredo is from The Godfather. He was that weak brother.
Isn't that your
And
brother,
they use it as an Italian aspersion. Any of you Italian?
I'm a little bit.
It's an insult to your people. It's an insult to your people. It's like the N-word for us.
Wow.
Is that a cool thing?
You're a much more reasonable guy in person than you seem to be on television.
Yeah, but if you want to play, then we'll play. You've got something you want to say about what I do on television and say it, but don't gonna call me a
and hey, listen.
What?
I don't want any problems.
Yeah, well, you're going to have a big problem.
What's the problem?
It's a little different on TV.
What's that music in the back? Like all right, we got the picture there, Dan. So, you know, the guy comes up. He's been polishing the Fredo line.
I love that he puts
line.
On a Brooklyn accent halfway through.
Yeah, and I love that. It's right. And I love that he says, any of you Italian, that's a disgrace to your people. How's this guy the arbiter? Who are these people now that use Fredo all the time? The first time I remember it used a lot was with George W. Bush, calling him Fredo. Jeb Bush was like the smarter and the father. They hate it. But
that's ironic now looking back.
Yes, that George W. Bush was Fredo. But they've even said it about Donald Trump and his family, but mainly about the two Trump brothers. It's used constantly. So it's not just used for Italians. There's evidence of how many people have been called Fredo. And this guy, do you see what a mix-up of Chris Cuomo is of trying to act because he works out, he lifts and all, he's bigger than this guy. On the other hand, he's exerting all this woke philosophy stuff. He's got to have the N-word for his group. Well, doesn't that go against it? Even I have to say. Let's talk about this. We know the impact of the N-word, all right? We know why it's called just the N-word. How in the world does this guy exert? Isn't this white privilege? We hear that all the time. Here is one of the most white privileged guys imaginable. And here he's adopting the Italian card. No, that still wouldn't be. Nothing comes up to the N-word. All right? The without papers.
Yeah, but
no.
I think without papers is worse than Fredo.
I can't imagine somebody calling me that. It is, right? Or the other. You know, I was called that once on the air with a woman from Haddonfield, and I used it for a whole half hour. The D word.
Surprised it wasn't Haddon Heights.
No, that's right. It was Haddonfield. It was about a house. And she said, we're not going to let any of you blank, and you're one, and that whole thing. I may have feigned that I was eating spaghetti at the time when she called and said that. I may have done something. But, I mean, you know, if you are Italian, do you get that offended by any of this stuff? Based on what? All right, we got a lot of stuff, too. Here's your Jeffrey Epstein update for now. We got a lot throughout the show today, and we have Tom Fitton coming on from Judicial Watch. Great get by Dan at 10. He's opening an investigation. You know, Judicial Watch, they're the people that get to the bottom of the deep state, second to none. They were having such trouble over the summer because of vacation. The Washington Examiner says the night that allegedly, Epstein killed himself. The guard assigned to him was a teacher. Figures, right? In other words, during the summer, they don't have enough, quote, corrections officers. They're bringing in teachers. We don't know what subject he was teaching yet. I don't know if it was shop, English, whatever
corruption.
It might be. Gym or corruption. That's right. But a teacher was on duty, not a corrections officer. Now, all this stuff points toward, here we go. Does it ever end with the cycle of how many of these coincidences have happened here? You know, and it opens up the whole thing in this guy's mind, how CNN has to defend this kind of behavior. The guy did bother him in a bar and was taping it. I get that. I think he got off the F-bomb, though, at least 15 times here. And then to say that being called a Fredo is an Italian slur. I'm looking at a column, The Atlantic. Donald Trump goes full Fredo. But unlike the Godfather character, the president of the United States is backed by powerful people enabling him. It's a common expression, the weak, the bad choice brother. You know, that's where it started, as best I can remember, with George W. Bush. It's not anti-Italian. All right, 855-839-1210, you get that line. And if you are Italian-American, do you feel that there's still big limit? The only limitation I can see, I mentioned the presidency. Isn't it curious? It's still mostly WASP, except for Kennedy and Barack Obama. And the contenders now, though, they're not the alleged contenders. But Italians, it's still a difficult thing. I still think there's some bias, mob connected, you know, that kind of thing you can play with. But this Fredo is like the N-word. Where's the NAACP and the other? I mean, where are these people today to say, hey, we just want to say pup? Usually this is what you get, right? There is nothing that you're going to say that comes up to the N-word. You're not going to be able to do that. There's nothing that comes close to that. And societally, that's why we don't use it, among other reasons. These other things people might get away with using. All right, and at the end, and I'm looking for a line you really like that might not be, you know, one of the catchphrases from the Godfather series. One of the lines that, you know, it's just a kind of a fun thing or some line that occurred to you that you particularly like it every time you hear it. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, you just pushed pound 1210. Now, with Epstein, maybe it's shocking to me going in. The final polling test, we had a ton of people on our Twitter poll yesterday about Epstein. And the winner was he was murdered. But in second place, clearly, with a lot of votes, his death was staged. So I thought I'd ask. We have a lot more information today. It appears, according to all kinds of sources, he hanged himself. So they take out the guy that was his bunkmate, but they leave the bunk bed cell that he's in. And as best we can tell, they take him off the suicide watch, so suddenly they're changing the sheets now. And he was able to hang himself from the top bunk bed. There was enough leverage, even though he's 6 feet tall. The other thing that's being looked at today is just in detail how much evidence he has, how lurid he is of underage girls, evidence of it, video and the like, DVD. Hundreds of them. And these are people we haven't even named yet who are billionaire types and influential types and would want him dead. And then I just told you, this jail, this vaunted jail where they held El Chapo and these others, right? In that jail, they had a teacher as the guard over the weekend. They don't have enough guards. What the hell kind of people run the government? Washington Examiner. They have a shortage because vacation and all the rest of it, so they're using teachers who are off for the summer to come and guard Jeffrey Epstein and the other high-value prisoners they have there. Wow. All right, let's go to Drew in Aston. Drew, you're in on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Drew, good morning.
Hey, Dom, good morning. Love the show.
Thank you, Drew.
I think what happened last night with Cuomo is a microcosm over the last 2 or 3 years, how his head is just exploding because they could get nothing on Trump. Everything's a false narrative. And
to your point, he did say, if not last night, he has said in conjunction with this, that fake news is kind of like that to a journalist, the same thing again.
Exactly. You know what I mean? And his head's spinning every day. These CNN people go in there and try to dig up dirt on Trump, and they create a false narrative, and they actually lie, and they never get called out on it. And all right, so was the guy out of line, you know, maybe calling him Fredo? I don't know. But I'll tell you what, Dom, I have the best line ever, because if I was in that guy's shoes, what I would have said to Cuomo at the end, you know what I would have said to
him? What would you have said?
Go get your shine box.
Oh, my God, I wish I had a prize. That's not a Godfather reference. That's Goodfellas. That's the scene. And that guy, is it Dennis Ferrantino? He's the mobster, Billy Batts, coming back from prison. And that scene, the buildup in, I interviewed Henry Hill before he passed, by the way. And that scene with Joe Pesci, how you can feel the tension building and then things simmer down. Go home, Tommy, and get your shine box. Oh, man. I don't know if Cuomo would have gotten that reference. Maybe not. Not quick enough. Let's go to John in Westchester, Talk Radio 1210. Hi, John.
Hi, Dom. Love the show.
Thank you.
How do they like it? They've done that to us. They've chased a Huckabee out of the restaurant. They do it all the time. And so
Now
the tables are turned, and they can't take it.
Well, you know what? That's a good point. You know what? Let's drill down on that a little bit. Ordinarily, I would feel a little bit for Cuomo. He's with his wife and his daughter. Because, but he's a guy that defends Antifa, and he defends the shaming sort of stuff. So he got a little bit of it, yeah.
And they say he says the most vile, hateful things about Trump and his family all the time.
Right.
And so now he's getting a little bit of it. But what upsets me worse is Sean Hannity is out there defending, you know, Fredo and saying, oh, I don't blame you. I would have done the same thing. I mean, I don't agree with that. Sean's just, you know, covering himself. If this happens in the future, he'll think maybe Fredo will defend him, which he won't, by the way.
No, he won't. And to your point, that's right. If somebody consistently says, hey, you got to let people alone in restaurants and all that, then I would be a bit more defensive. But, John, I got to tell you, the Cuomo that came here and all from 2020, and this is years ago, wasn't so bad. I don't know over the course of time how he morphed. He is beyond. He's one of the top arrogant figures.
He is so pompous.
And yeah, that's right. That's what he is. He's pompous. He's holding himself up. And to say that Fredo is like the N-word.
I know. You know who started that, right? I mean, I won't say his name, but he follows you or whatever. And it's Rush. Rush started with that whole thing. And I laugh hysterically whenever I hear that.
Yep, Fredo Cuomo, without a doubt.
I can handle things.
I'm smart. It was my big line,
Dan. I can handle things. I'm smart.
It was Johnny
like
Ola.
Everybody says I'm dumb. I'm smart, and I want respect.
That's a perfect. That guy is one of the all-time great character actors in Deer Hunter too. You guys see him in Deer Hunter. He punches out. Is it his wife or his girlfriend on the dance floor? Oh yeah. Sons of Italy, listening today. We need your help here. We need a ruling. Is any court Italian-American group, and I'm getting all kinds of Italians, a guy sending me a golf newsletter I'm trying to part here and saying, why are you talking about, come on, we talk about what's in the news, and this is rich with all kinds of things. So let's broaden it out a little bit. We got the Godfather Alliance going on. I asked Dan during the break, who's the Fredo of the Democrat candidates right now? And my choice is this man.
It's time to be patriotic.
Yeah, clearly.
Time to jump in.
Definitely.
Time to be part of the deal.
He's a Fredo of so many different clubs. But, Dan, you have a different choice.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Bernie. If we're just doing presidential candidates, I definitely think it's Bernie. I think his policies are so out there that they come off across as really stupid. He's kind of a, you know, he goes against a lot of what the other characters in this case say.
Okay.
With his crazy, outlandish proposals. But I think overall, it's got to be Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is the Fredo of all Democrats.
AOC is the Fredo. Wow. I know. That's now we got no. We know who the Fredo is. Would you get ready to let me give you off air here? Pause.
Couldn't hear you.
Okay. Pull that up. We'll tell you who the Fredo of all Democrats would be. I say it's Biden among the presidential, although Marianne Williamson, I just think is stupid too. She's exotic though, Dom. That's how she gets away with it. Who's the Fredo of Democrat candidates? That's a long, long list, right? De Blasio is not a smart guy either. Not just his policies. I mean, he just doesn't impress. It's Biden, though. Biden definitely.
It's sad that there's so many, right?
Yeah, but it's Biden. All right, we'll play you the Fredo of Democrats. Do you have it?
I'm still pulling it up.
Okay, we'll have that.
Take a call. And
okay,
yeah,
all right. Let's go to Juan in Cherry Hill. Hey, Juan, good morning. Welcome in.
Hey, good morning, Dom. I just wanted to make a quick comment on the Cuomo thing. This guy, Cuomo, has been such a non important person in politics, even though he works for CNN. The guy barely knows anything about politics other than what he hears through CNN. So I really don't give him much credit.
And how many times does he tell us he's a lawyer, too? How would you like to see that law school transcript?
I'll tell you what, I don't think I've ever heard him make a comment on TV that is even lawyer-like. Anything that has to resemble with the law is completely, this guy's a blue. I just don't pay any attention to this guy.
Well, here's what CNN said. Chris Cuomo defended himself when he was verbally attacked with the use of an ethnic slur in an orchestrated setup. We completely support him.
Right.
So, again, this is some white bread CNN people here. That's probably my view. And they're saying, hey, this guy, this is an ethnic slur to Italians. Everybody ought to be supporting Cuomo. What?
Yeah. My wife is Sicilian.
Oh,
okay. I've never heard her or anybody in her family use that quote, Frodo. Never. Never. It's just not viable. It just doesn't make any sense.
So what's your godfather line?
Oh, my godfather line has to be from the third godfather. Every time I try and get out, they pull me back in.
That's one of two lines. That's brilliant by you, Juan. That's a very good one from Godfather 3, which I only watch reluctantly. All right. Now, here is my vote. Dan says AOC. I know you made that off the cuff. So I'm not. I think Biden among the presidential candidates is the Fredo. You think AOC is the Fredo?
Yeah.
I think AOC is completely a menace. But brilliant in her menacing. I think she is.
Talk She's radio got... 1210.
All right. Now, here is, though, my vote for the Fredo of all Democrats anytime, anywhere. Maybe the Fredo of all Americans.
This is a island that at its widest
talking about Guam
level is, 12 miles from shore to shore? And at its smallest level, location, it's 7 miles between one shore and the other. Is that correct?
Didn't realize I pulled the
have the exact dimensions, but to your point, sir, I think Guam is a small island.
Very small island, and about 24 miles, if I recall, long. So 24 miles long, about 7 miles wide, and will become so overly populated that it will tip over and capsize.
We don't anticipate that.
The military guy can imagine.
You might have me there, Dom.
All right, is that Johnson, the representative from
Hank
Texas?
Hank Johnson.
I vote
Georgia.
That. Can you top that throughout the show? The Fredo of all Democrats. I know that's hard to do. Now, some of the world-class buffoons on Philadelphia City Council, like Janie Blackwell, who told me Castro won those elections fair and square because he was for all people and all that. That was a pretty good moment. But that's the guy who said if you bring in 8,000 more military people to Guam, it might capsize and go off into the sea.
I'm the boss.
All right, still putting AOC in there. Here's another thing, too, with Cuomo and all this Italian stuff. I think we're well past the day. But When I first was breaking into talk radio, there was talk, Dan, about changing your name back then. You know, it was a little bit past the era where people did that if they were ethnic. They changed their name to some kind of waspy showbiz name.
You well, sure went the opposite way.
Well, I know, right. And the little bit I knew, and I talked to Tom Maher and people like that, they said, wait a minute, Dominic Joseph Giordano in Philadelphia. You don't change that. We'll kill you. Come on. You got gold here.
You went one step further and went with like Fredo Giordano or something like that.
Well, Guido is the middle name.
Guido Giordano?
Was often being talked about. Yeah. I still don't see Guido as a slur. I get what the Guido thing is. Yeah, it's not a slur. It's not a meaningful slur. If you see all the time, you know, I did have a chain once.
I don't know. After Jersey Shore, I would not want to be associated with the word Guido.
I know, but I think you're being kind of thin-skinned if you're Italian to have that. We'll see. But if I did change my name, I'd have to take the first name. What would I change it to make it more waspy? Don. There you go.
Yeah, Don. What Don people, Giordano.
No, well, then the last name we'd have to change to, like, Smith. Or what would be a good stage name, do you think? Gotta work on it.
I like Guido.
You like Guido? No, we're trying to get away from the ethnic for a stage name. We got to appeal to all Americans.
Dom Johnson.
Dom Johnson. Don Johnson.
No, Dom Johnson.
Oh, Dom Johnson.
Don Johnson's already claimed.
Okay, that's right.
So the whole Cuomo thing, Dom, it makes me laugh because it's like me getting offended as a Polish person being called meathead.
Right. That's a great analogy. Yes. So if you call someone a meathead, is it only that you're Polish? Do you mind? Have you ever minded any of the stupid jokes, any of that type of stuff? Has it ever gotten to you?
I find it hilarious.
Yeah.
I probably tell them more than anybody.
I mean, that's, and are Americans really going to, look at this guy. He's Polish running for president. Now, Joe Biden is the Fredo of presidential candidates. I got to stick to that. And Hank Johnson, I agree. AOC is a bigger figure. But Hank Johnson, the island is going to capsize. I don't know if the Wildwoods.
Ooh, I got a good one, too.
Who's that?
Maisie Hirono.
Maisie Hirono could be a good contender.
She's got some crazy things. About the, funny things she said in the past.
Yeah, the railroad to Hawaii.
Yeah.
Yes. Or the, yes. All right, so 855-839-1210. Hit us with that Godfather line, too. I like it. Somebody dipped into Godfather 3. There's another one in Godfather 3, a catchphrase. I think it was done around the time they did the machine gun attack. But Godfather 3, so... just such a drop-off in just the actors, the whole idea of it, how bad Al Pacino looks in that. Not good.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.